Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, fresh off the love train, welcoming you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. Whew, Nathan and I certainly do cut a rug well together, I'll have to tell you that. Alrighty, we are every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That will click you through to 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. And if you haven't gone to Facebook, like in the last half hour, go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. You got to see the flat cat and hamsters. It is hysterical. Turn on the sound, enjoy and laugh. And the hamster is not dead. And it does look that way for a second or two. It is so funny. They seem to just really love this. And the wheel isn't motor. I mean, the plate isn't motorized or anything. I mean, they get on to spin it themselves. They go flying off of it and run, jump right back on. It's amazing. Anyway, it's very fun. So go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World and check out the flat cat and hamsters. Alrighty then. It is Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. Before we get into our next interview, Nathan, I just got to say, I'm telling you all, because I'm sitting here, I'm zooming in from home today. So I'm in my office, and of course, you know, I have hummingbird feeders right outside my window. And I told you about this to start the show, but if you weren't here, I am now 99.9% sure that we have had a miracle here in the hummingbird world. And I am so delighted, I can hardly stand it, but because it's not just my miracle to share, Dr. Nels is involved too. And I'll make sure that it's all confirmed by next Sunday, and we'll talk about it then. But I can't wait to share this with you, that I think we're having hummingbird miracles. And Nathan, okay, so then you and I can chat for a while. We are waiting on Laura from Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. And I just talked with her last night. So I know she'll be around. Hopefully we will hear from her soon. But in the meantime, Nathan, I have to tell you, I am so delighted. I have babies in my basket. Babies in my basket. Anyway, it's been 3 years without juncos building nests in my fuchsia baskets because I'm assuming it's because of the pandemic and the nurseries. I couldn't get the nice baskets in time and all of that. This year, of course, I did. And I have a pair of juncos that, I think I told you about it 2 weeks ago because I had just, they had just started building their nest. So what happened, they started building the nest, and man, are they good weavers. And they use a dried grass to weave it, and they build it down into the dirt of the fuchsia basket. So my first concern, Nathan, was I in order to keep their cover, I have to keep the plant alive, so I got to water the plant. So I was real nervous about doing that in years past, but what I found out is they weave those nests so well, they're waterproof. And I can water the plant around the nest and it won't go in the nest. So, but consequently having to do that, I get to peek at the nest a lot and all of that. And so, I'm too curious. I have to know what's going on with my babies. So I'm always peeking in. But anyway, it took them 1 day to build the nest. Then mom started laying eggs, and she laid one egg a day for 4 days. So then we got four eggs in the nest. And then, they take a long time to hatch. And I remember this from years before. And, you know, like the hummingbirds do it real fast. They build nests, they make eggs, they hatch the eggs, and the babies grow up and fledge like within less than a month's time. They're real fast. But anyway, the juncos, the mommy had been sitting on the eggs for more than a week. And then I think it was Thursday when I peeked. And because I can usually, if I peek during in the morning or midday, then the parents are usually not in the nest, even when they were at the exemption, because they don't sit on them all the time because they have to go out and eat themselves. Anyway, on Thursday, one little baby had hatched, and then another one. So got a couple on Tuesday, and then the third one hatched on Friday, and the fourth one on Saturday. So by yesterday, four babies. And so it's the cutest darn thing, Nathan. You know, when I bring that basket down and I look in until they know it's me, I mean, because, you know, mom trains them that they're, you know, they, but if they think it's mom coming in, then those little mouths open. And it's the cutest little thing to see those little four mouths just sticking open there. And I'd love to have something to stick down, stick in there, but I'm not mom, so I don't do that. But if mom talks to them or she comes by and ticks, then they'll bury their little heads and hide. At any rate, I am just delighted to say that I have babies in the basket. And and we still haven't heard from Laura. Have you tried calling her again?
I've called her a couple of times now, but still, while we wait for her, we could probably just start talking about the basic information about Seattle.
Well, that's
dogs
what we're gonna.
Homeless.
I'm checking my email while I'm talking to you here, just to make sure that nothing's come in from Laura. Now we communicated, and my last communication was. Last evening. So I know that she's aware. Let's think good thoughts that everything is okay with Laura and she's doing well. And how about I can send her I'm just going to send her a "Where are you?" email. Which is a little weird because the way I have to do it because of the way I have to set this up to be Zooming with you. And so I'm sending that off just in case that gets to her. All right. So who we would be talking to right now is Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. And they are a 501c nonprofit. So a great one to help and assist and donate to. And the reason I just adore Laura and what she's doing is a lot of it has to do with the path that she's walking now. She had a sorry for the static, and I'm trying to figure out what I did that's causing that. Yeah, okay, there we go. Laura and her family at one point in their lives found themselves in big trouble and they ended up homeless on the street. But with, you know, diligence and hard work, they worked, you know, their way out of that. And Laura was able to get her family off the streets. And instead of just taking care of themselves and going on with their lives, she's decided to pay it backwards and forwards and inside out and upside down and backwards. So she has devoted her life to running Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. So what she and her other volunteers do is travel around the Seattle area and provide food and so forth to the animals. And hey, I am getting a thumbs up from Nathan, which must mean that you shook Laura out of the bushes, huh? All righty, let's find out what she's up to. So I'm delighted to say that we've found her, and chief cook and bottle washer and founder of Seattle Dogs Homeless Program, Laura Cook, is here. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Martha. I'm so sorry.
Oh, well, you know, you've got stuff to do. And so I got to tell, I was telling bird stories. So just so you know, I think I'm having a miracle in the hummingbird department. Yeah, and I have jungle babies in my basket. So I've been talking birds, so I've been just fine. So anyway, are you okay? Or are you just up to your eyeballs with homeless dogs and stuff?
I'm up to my eyeballs and I desperately need a new phone.
Ah, okay. So we're having phone issues. All right.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad it's working well enough now. So I was doing my best to tell everybody what Help Animals or Help Animals India, we did that last hour, what Seattle Dogs Homeless Program is all about. So why don't you give it from your perspective, what is Help our Seattle Dogs Homeless Program? What is it all about?
Oh, my goodness. Where do I begin? Seattle Dogs goes out, does street outreach. We provide pet food, supplies, access to emergency vet care through our vet, and access to boarding if the owner needs to go to drug treatment or wants to go to work. And we just make sure that we cover the needs of the animals, dogs and cats and rabbits and whatever else we come across that's out there, and do our best to keep them happy, healthy, and
yeah, so you're doing a fabulous job, and you can imagine this takes a lot of energy, and they do a lot of traveling around and delivering supplies, you know, or picking up and delivering and so forth. One of the things that I've been trying to do for a long time here is we need to scare up a donated van or pick up with a canopy so that to make it much easier for Laura to do these deliveries and the street outreach and so forth. And so far, we haven't come up with one yet, but I'm going to mention it again because I want everybody keeping their eyes peeled. I know I look everywhere I'm going. I look for, you know, an older van or truck or something that might be available for donation. So if you run into anybody, or maybe if you've got one sitting out in the yard and you want to donate to a good cause, well, there isn't anything better than Laura and Seattle Dogs Homeless Program, because boy, do they need it. And now if you throw a phone in there too, that would be good, because Laura needs a new phone. So we need to donate. And I've had some trouble with the donation links and so forth. And so Laura and I have been powwowing back and forth about that. Now, you think you've got everything set up so that we can set up a regular monthly donation through PayPal now? Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't get to it last night or this morning, but as soon as we're done with the show today, Laura, I'm going to get on and see if I can do it. Yes, and I'll at least be able to send the regular monthly donation, but I'm trying to get it set up as a regular recurring donation. So yeah, I don't have to think about it. And so we'll see if that works today. I'll send you an email and let you know, of course, and you'll know from your end.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. You know, it's been overwhelming lately. Yeah. I just can't even begin to tell you, but I'm behind on posting, and you know, it's just been so busy, and we've been dealing with so much that I really didn't realize how much of an impact, you know, that does on donations. And of course, it's my fault, but I just have to get on top of that, you know, make the extra time, you know, to do that.
And that meaning that people tend to donate after you're posting things and so forth.
Yeah, it's kind of like not doing it. They think, oh, well, maybe they're not there. And that's not.
Okay, everybody, you got to remember, poor Laura is up to her eyeballs. And, you know, there's only one of her. And we need to make it easier for her. And so that's why, see, if getting on and setting up for a regular monthly donation is a great thing to do, because you don't have to think about it and it automatically happens. But if you're one of the ones that think that because there's no posting going on, there's no need, well, it's the opposite of that. When there's no posting going on, she's too darn busy taking care of all the homeless animals and people and stuff. And so they need donations more.
Yes, definitely.
And that's real important. I think there are some, isn't there a regular place you are? Is it Mondays that you're at the food bank?
Yes, Mondays we're at Northwest Harvest down in the Soto District on 4th Avenue, 4th and Holgate, Northwest Harvest, Soto Community Food Bank. And we're there from 4 to 7 every Monday. And when we're there, we help people, whether they're homeless or housed. And then all the rest of the week, you know, it's homeless outreach. But, you know, we know what it's like to be in our community and need a little help, and so we're happy to do it and blessed to have the, you know, office space to work out of and help people.
You know, what you do is truly extraordinary. I'm wondering, when you said, you know, that you're just really so slammed right now, does it have to do with the weather and all the rain we're having? Is there something else circumstantial? I'm wondering, because I know there's changes going on in Seattle and the new mayor is implementing new programs and there's a lot of clearing out encampments and that sort of thing and trying to move people to housing. Is that stuff affecting you or what's going on right now that's making it so challenging?
Well, we have, you know, anybody that picks up the newspaper can see that we have a very large issue with crime. And, you know, sadly, that impacts a lot of people that we work with. And then the sweeps, you know, they're taking, people's RVs, you know, and people are ending up homeless, and then we have to run and find tents for them and do what we can to try to help them, you know, because everything they have is in those RVs or their car. And so,
yeah, I often wonder, because I know they offer all of the, you know, before they do these things, you know, housing in other places, but, you know, some just won't take advantage of that.
Some won't. And
that's kind of sad, I think. But and hopefully they're talking about having more housing and all of that.
Yeah, because how it is now is, you know, well, like they did with Green Lake, they said 4 months, you know, where they went and they did outreach and they really worked with people, got to know them, and then were able to facilitate moving them out of the area. Mm-hmm. And we had that whole tiny village that had opened up, you know, had been empty for well over a year. And so they moved a lot of people to the, you know, to the tiny village. But when those places are full, there isn't any place to move them. It's
gotcha.
Just around the block, you know. So there isn't, within the 72-hour period, if they're usually given that, there just isn't time to do the outreach that's necessary to help people get.
So still a lot of room for improvement with all of that. Well, I'm looking at the clock. We need to take care of advertisers here before we run out of time. So we'll do that right now. And then we'll come back and finish up with Laura. We'll give you all the contact information. We'll find out what she's most in need of. I'm kind of assuming it's probably, you know, money covers the bases, or if there's specific supplies she needs. But anyway, stay right where you are, everybody. More with Laura Cook. And then we will close out today with the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. Sita joins us again. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues. More with Laura straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Exploring new territory every day. This is Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thank you for spending some time with us here on Animal World. And we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and we will be talking to them in person here shortly. And, of course, Dr. Nels Rasmussen, healingministryforanimals.com, and he and Sister Linda will be in the studio next week with us for giving you guys free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. And we all get to share the miracle story. Woohoo! I can't wait for that. All righty. Let's see. And of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Come on, join our Animal World family of advertising. Shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or just give me a call, 360-217-7258. All righty. Let's get back to Laura and finish up with her. Hey, Laura. Let's see. Well, now we know you can is the biggest need for money these days to cover the bills and buy the supplies that you need?
Desperately. Yes.
Okay. So what's the best way for people to donate?
So people can, if they want, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., they can call directly to our vet and make a donation over the phone or in person, and that is
Greenwood, and that's Greenwood Animal Hospital.
Yes.
And do you have their phone number?
206-528-3838.
So 206-528-3838. You can call Greenwood Animal Hospital, like 9 to 6, I think you said, Monday through Friday. Yeah. And you can donate directly to the Seattle Dogs Homeless Program fund. Yeah. And I'm going to do that. And, you know, the more that we can, the more we can help Laura get that bill down and help more homeless animals. And so we can donate directly to the vet fund. What about donating directly to Seattle Dogs? How do we do that?
So they can go to paypal.me/206dogs. And that hopefully the monthly thing will be at that link.
But yeah, I'm going to test it out right after the show. So we'll know soon. So go to paypal.me/206dogs.
Yes.
Okay. And that's where you can make a single donation and hopefully a monthly donation that will recur. And we're going to check it out and see if that's finally working again now. I think it's probably best to just leave it at let's get you some donations and get these bills paid down. So I will be on that right after the show and do my part. So hopefully everybody else remember paypal.me/206dogs or call Greenwood Animal Hospital Monday through Friday, 9 to 6. Donate to the Seattle Dogs Homeless Program Vet Fund, 206-528-3838. All righty, Laura, try to get some rest. And I hope a new phone is in your future soon. And we will look forward to chatting with you again. I can't believe this, the first Sunday of July.
I know, huh?
All righty, you take care. God bless.
You
bye-bye.
Too, thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All righty, we're going to switch gears here. And how about we address the human animal? I think that sounds wonderful. So representing the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, one of my favorite people would be Sita Toko is here. Good morning, Sita, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha.
Hey, how are you today?
Awake and ready.
Wonderful. And is it raining like crazy in Bothell?
You know, when Sunday service started, the branches were really swaying and it looked like it was raining sideways, but it's still right now.
Ah, okay. Yeah, it stopped here for the moment. So it sounds like we're all getting a break from the heavy rain. At any rate, all is going kind of getting back to normal at the temple. At least, you know, you've got lots of classes and events going on, and most of them, I think all of them probably are pretty hybrid, so that we can decide whether or not we want to join in person or stream or Zoom, depending on what it's all about. I think that services on Sunday, that just happened earlier today, I think they're being pretty well attended again, aren't they?
They are. We still have the chairs a little bit further apart, and we have, you know, chairs around the back for people who want more distance. And, you know, most people wear masks today, and so, you know, it's just becoming a way of life.
Yeah. I have not dropped my masks and don't intend to. And I'm still not attending a lot of events just simply because. But I'm always heartened when I see, you know, when I'm you know, online joining that a lot of people are still wearing masks. So I just, that makes me feel more comfortable.
Yeah, it's nice. There's options. And
just
to stay home and to attend classes, whether they're on Zoom or live stream. And also the beautiful thing is if you don't live close, you have that option.
That's the wonderful thing. I think that's the silver lining of the pandemic for Ananda anyway, was that it kind of forced everybody to do this hybrid version of having everything available online. But that became so popular, you guys have to continue it, right? Because you got people zooming in or streaming in from all over the place.
All over. It's a really wonderful service just to kind of expand who can receive the classes that want them. And, you know, we had a big class this spring, and we had two attendees from India. We had Arizona, Wisconsin, Texas, California.
Is that amazing how the word is spreading all over? And then of course there are many of us that are here right close, but we're still zooming or streaming in. So, and it really does make a difference, because sometimes, you know, and I would say, well, I can't do an event because I simply can't get there. You know, I can't be two places at once, or I can't get there in time. I'll be late and it won't, but the option of being able to stream or Zoom makes all the difference in the world sometimes, and being able to actually attend these things and experience them. So it's turned out to be a really wonderful thing for me. You know, yeah. I still feel so connected with everybody, even though I haven't seen people for a long time. But, you know, I feel like I see you all and connect with you online all the time.
We do.
That works well. Yep. So what's going on up there? I mean, there's got to be stuff happening at the Blue Lotus Temple and the Yoga Hall. And gosh, even though it certainly doesn't look like late spring and almost summer out there, the stuff has got to be growing at the farm. So what's going on? What do you want to tell us about this month, Sita?
Oh, my goodness. Wow. There are so many offerings. If you're interested in learning to meditate, there's meditation. Yeah. If you want to do yoga, there's yoga. If you want to learn about the Bhagavad Gita with Murali, there's that. There's the farm is open. It's so many offerings that speak to everybody. But why don't we address...
Well, let's just start with, because every Sunday there is a service at the Blue Lotus Temple in Bothell. Right. And that meditation is at 9. Mm-hmm. The service starts at 10. Mm-hmm. That's usually over. My experience is it usually wraps up about 11:15. And then after the service, there's usually some snacks in the yoga hall. But the farm, the Ananda farm people from Kameno, they all come down and there's usually a farm market sort of thing. And that's happening now again, isn't it?
So absolutely. Yeah, they had fresh greens. They had homemade goat cheese from the goats up there. They had flower bouquets, homemade bread, pesto made with the greens, eggs, so many wonderful things.
Well, yeah, and Will's making that ginger brew, whatever that, I haven't had any of that yet, but he seems to be pretty proud of that little endeavor. Of course, it's non-alcoholic, so it must be kind of like non-alcoholic ginger beer or something. I don't know how he's brewing it, but it's having fun doing it.
It's like a fermented probiotic drink.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, he has like the bug, as they call it, and uh-huh. then he just keeps making it from there. Doesn't sound very appealing, does it? It's made from a bug.
Yeah, well, but it's probably healthy, I would imagine. Anyway, so the farm is up and running, and I do think are they still participating, Sita? Do you know, in farmers markets around the area?
Oh, yes, they're at the Everett Farmers Market today. On Fridays, they're at the Stanwood Farmers Market.
Okay, so you can find the places. And, you know, there are times that you can just go to the farm to get things.
It's from 12 to 3 p.m. You can go to the open house. And this is fun. You know what they started yesterday?
Well, no.
What's called Prana Cafe. And so they have the herb shop there, and they have this window you can walk up to and this big menu board, and you can order some prepared food from the farm. It is so sweet and so fun. So that's something you can do on Saturdays between 12 and 3 as well when you go visit.
How fun. So Saturday's 12 to 3, and you can actually get food now. How cool.
Yeah, prepared food. Yes, you can get a farm tour. You can tour on your own. You can buy plant starts, herb starts, flower starts, and all sorts of wonderful products.
And I think now the general website for Ananda is Ananda Washington or AnandaWa.org, but there's a website for the farm too. And I think it's AnandaFarms.com.
That's right. The S on the end.
Yeah. Does that right? Does that sound right to you? AnandaFarms.com, but .com, not .org.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. So that's where you can take a look at the farm website and all the, you know, postings there and so forth. Well, let's see. I'm looking at the clock, Sita, and since it's time to, you know, go on to other events, let's take advantage of being right on time and make Nathan happy. Take care of our advertisers, and then we'll have the rest of the time to spend with Sita, and we'll talk about all the other great stuff that's going on at Ananda now that you know all about the farm. So hang with me, Sita, and we'll take care of our advertisers and be right back. So everybody stay where you are. Animal World continues on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, and that's N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets, the best cat vitamins, and they're so palatable. They call them NuPro Nuggets. So, so good. And the dog supplement, absolutely incredible for skin and hair coat and all that good stuff. Then, of course, our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, is back in business, working a couple days a week, and you can go into the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle to see her and experience the gongs in person and the chiropractic and acutonics. She also does needles if you need that. She can work with you in person at the Whispering Dragon Center or remotely. All you got to do is give her a call, 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. Alrighty then, we are in the middle of a discussion with Sita from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. And gosh, Sita, we were just, you were getting ready to just start talking about all the other things that are going on up there. And I know you had mentioned earlier on, you know, we talked about all the farm stuff, but you talked about meditation stuff going on and yoga stuff going on. So where do you want to start?
I think it's a good rule of thumb in life in general to start with meditation.
I thought you were going to say that.
I think I said it.
Yeah. That's where it all begins. And but I know a lot of people kind of get ants in their pants or squirmy when they think about meditating and think, oh, geez, I just can't do that. But I think your story would tell us, Sita, that that's not true, because you used to have to hold yourself to the chair, I think you said, huh?
I did. You know, we live in a society that just so values busyness. And, you know, we're multitasking, we got our phone on. And, you know, if that's our life every day, and there's no judgment in that, that's, you know, where we're
living. It's just the way it is.
And you, like, if you do that all day, day after day, and then at 7 o'clock at night, you're like, okay, I'm going to be still and meditate. Good luck. And if you don't have techniques, I should say that. And so once you learn meditation techniques, you learn ways to help release that tension and restlessness from the body. You work with the breath to help calm the mind. And so there's no willpower involved in meditation. It's not making yourself be still in the chair and getting to it through brute force. What you do is you learn techniques that help the body to become still, and you do things that remove the restlessness. You need willingness, which is a wonderful thing, and it's there's a sense of fun to willingness, whereas willpower is like one more thing I'm going to make myself do that I kind of want to do, but maybe not this way.
Well, but that's really good. That's a wonderful thing to know. And I don't know that it's ever been explained exactly that way to us, but that's really neat. That this isn't a matter of you have to hold yourself in the chair and will yourself to do this.
No.
You actually, that's what teaching, learning meditation is all about. You're given techniques that the simple things you do often involve the breath and so forth, but that help your body relax and calm down so that you can get to a meditative state.
Right. And it's not about like, oh, I have to be still for an hour. You start with 5 minutes and you build up to 10. You start from 10, you build up to 15. You can do, we have guided meditations you can play to, you know, when you're starting to help you get to go through them. All you really have to do is want to meditate. As long as there's a willingness, it's really life-changing just to say yes to that willingness.
Fantastic. So if we've got people saying yes out there, what's the first step? What would they take as a class, or what can they do to get this training?
There's two options, and one is to take a Learn to Meditate series, and the next one is starting this Tuesday, June 7th. It's at 6:30 in the evening.
Oh, what great timing. This Tuesday. Okay.
Yeah, an hour per class over 4 weeks. It's online. And
okay. So we don't even have to go anywhere. We can do it from home.
You can do it from home. And it's really nice to do that too, because you're done at 7:30 and then you're relaxed for the evening. And then if evenings don't work, we have something a little bit different. It's called the Ananda Meditation Group. And I lead that on Tuesday mornings from 10:30 to 11:30. It's only offered online, and anybody can join that, whether you have experience or not. And the beautiful thing is that we stay motivated, we stay inspired, we practice together, but we're also with others who are coming in going, oh, it's so hard to meditate this week, or what can I do? I kept being distracted. And so you have this wonderful support as well. And it's drop-in, so there's no signing up for a certain amount of time.
Oh, wonderful. So how to, and so both of these are online.
Right. So you need to sign
the Learn to Meditate time. Starts Tuesday evening, 6:30 to 7:30, and that's 4 weeks. But then the Ananda Meditation Group is every Tuesday from 10:30 to
Tuesday.
Every Tuesday, and that just is constant. So like you said, it's drop it. And then, so, but how do we find out about these?
So you can go to the website, Ananda, W-A for Washington, AnandaWa.org. And if you scroll to the bottom of the homepage, you'll see the meditation group and the Learn to Meditate. You can also call Ananda at 425-806-6000. 3700. And if we're not here, leave a message. We get it by email and we respond to it very quickly.
Oh, okay. So if you're not there, the phone somehow alerts you on email.
Yeah,
well, how cool is that?
Yeah.
Excellent. So you can respond to people. That's great. I didn't even know that. wonderful. All right. So that is perfect. For anyone now, you have no excuses for learning to meditate. You can do it Tuesday evenings, 6:30 to 7:30 for 4 weeks, an official class, but it's online, so you can do it from home. Or you can join the Ananda Meditation Group whenever you like, from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. on Tuesday mornings. So you got morning or evening, and the class is starting Tuesday evening, and the morning one is ongoing. So that's great. All bases covered. So what do we got in the yoga department going on?
Well, we have 11 drop-in yoga classes a week. Some are in person and online, and some are only online. And you go to the website for that schedule. But we have something really fun. In Saturday, June 18th, we have a 3-hour summer solstice yoga retreat. You can do that online or in person. And it's called Awakening the Inner Sun, which is all we may get this summer. I don't know about that.
The inner sun is maybe all we get, huh? Okay. Well, I guess that's better than 105 degrees.
Right. And I guess this is going to help prevent some those crazy forest fires that we've been
getting. I hope so. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, as my mom says, that's what they're saying. I'm like, Mom, who's this say? They're like, you know, I read it.
Yeah. Well, you know, with all this rain, I mean, that does get everything wet. Of course, it does, you know, dry out again, too. But, you know, having so much rain has got to make it easier for fire season. Let's hope anyway. I was going to ask you, because we do have the summer solstice is coming up this month.
Mm-hmm.
And so on June 18th, you're going to have the solstice retreat. That's a 3-hour yoga retreat. Did you say it was online only?
It's online and in person here at the yoga hall.
And yoga hall. Okay.
And they're just wonderful. There's chanting, there's yoga, there's working with the breath pranayama. There's, of course, yoga. There's a little bit of guided meditation. And you just leave completely different, rejuvenated, uplifted.
So this would be the solstice celebration.
Yeah.
There's not another event separate from this. This is it this year, right?
This is it. You remember in the olden days, pre-pandemic, we used to gather on the solstice.
Right. That's what I'm remembering, of course.
You remember? We did 108 sun salutations.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's just too much heavy breathing for time right now.
Yeah, well, that's right, because it did 108, but then there often then was a solstice celebration in the evening at the temple, you know, so there was more than...
Community, right, yeah.
Remember? Yeah, I remember that there would be the social, the solstice celebration, and... since the pandemic, we haven't really been able to do those sorts of things.
No, but maybe even better than a summer solstice is at the community in August, the week of August 22nd, Morley is giving a series of four evenings telling stories from the Mahabharata.
Ooh, I don't even know what that is really, but I would listen to Morley read the phone book.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, his energy is just so wonderful. And of course, he's just a very popular guest here on the show. And the times mm-hmm. he has been available to be here, mm-hmm. his voice is just mesmerizing. And he knows so much. Mm-hmm. Of course, he's Indian, but he knows so much about this stuff. And it's an incredible experience to be with him, to learn from him and to listen to the stories. But you just get so wrapped up in it. He's just amazing. So this is going to be in August, and you say, is it 3 evenings in a row or one evening?
Well, it's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday evening, and then Saturday evening is kind of the culmination of the storytelling.
Wow. Okay. Well, we'll have this month. And then we'll have, looks like we've got two more months to talk about that.
Yes, absolutely. And Marley gave the Sunday service talk today, and he told another story. So if you go to our YouTube channel, it won't be ready yet, but by Tuesday, if you go to our YouTube channel, Ananda Washington, you can treat yourself to another story by Marley, because people are always like, when's the next story? Well, it's coming.
Wonderful. So it'll be up on YouTube, but also the live streams of the services usually gets posted on the Ananda website too, usually by Sunday afternoon.
It's not on the website.
Oh, it's not yet. Okay. What about now when I join the last Sunday of the month, you know, I online, I do it via Facebook.
Right. So if you're on Facebook, you just towards the last three quarters of the recording to get the story.
Right. So it'll already be there on Facebook. That's where you could get it right now, folks. You just go to Facebook, and it's Ananda Seattle and Bothell. Let me look at my Facebook. Ananda Seattle and Bothell. If you type that in on Facebook, Ananda Seattle and Bothell, it'll bring up the right website. And then you'll find Sunday service from this morning, and the talk that Morley does is probably in the middle, of the service somewhere.
And you know, it'd be fun, Martha, is if people on listening to your show put in the comment section that they're like, I heard about this on Martha's show. Wouldn't that be fun?
Well, yeah, Martha could go do that. I heard about this on my show this morning. So I'm listening now. That's what I'll do after the show, is go to Facebook and watch Morley's talk, because I missed it too. But anyway, so we're almost out of time. Anything else we need to sneak in, or are we good?
I think we're good. And just for everybody to know that this temple, the institute is here for everybody, no matter what they're looking for. So.
Wonderful. And it's the Blue Lotus Temple in Bothell, the Yoga Hall right next to it, the Ananda Farms up on Camino, and you can find out all about it at anandawa.org, or go to anandafarms.com to find out about the farm. And Sita, say hi to everybody you see that I know, and have a great afternoon, and we'll talk to you or somebody else from Ananda in July. I can't believe I'm saying that already.
Okay, Martha, thank you so much.
All right, God bless. Bye-bye. All righty, Nathan, looks like we're on time and in pretty good shape here. And I'm delighted to say that at least there's not a lot of pouring rain going on. It looks like it is at least stopped at my house, so I can go get Sunday chores done before it rains again. And next week, given it is best bioenergetic synchronization technique, Rasmussen Reset and Energy Code Sunday, Dr. Nels Rasmussen, Sister Linda Rasmussen will be in the studio. And remember, you can call in for free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. And we'll have hummingbird miracle story to tell. I'm so excited to tell you about that. It's just rocking my world right now, because I didn't expect this. But anyway, I'm excited about that. And I hope you all have a delightful rest of your Sunday afternoon and week to come. Nathan, thank you so much for everything. And as always, I leave you with, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, share your love with all living things. And we'll talk to you again next week.